You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily is on the air right now. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, home of the Kansas State University, Kansas State Wildcats. If you haven't figured it out by now, we're all about the latest in what's happening in Manhattan, Kansas, the community, Purple Nation of Kansas State athletics, folks. And on this edition, might as well just talk about track. On this edition, folks, I talked about recapped a little bit of that last weekend. I'm going to finish that up on this edition for you guys today, folks. Highlighting day two from last weekend's meet over there in Lincoln, Nebraska, folks. The track and field team earned multiple first place finishes, and somebody set a new school record to conclude the 46th annual Frank Savini Husker Invitational last weekend at Bob Devaney Sports Complex there as well. Of course, the team squad led by the director of the track and field and cross country teams, none other than Cliff Rovetto. And he said in the post meet here, in half of this, he says, quote unquote, "Our middle distance and distance group ran well. Our long sprinters ran well as our out sprinters. Shaisa had a solid day. Victoria ran better. Individually, there were some very fine performances. Particularly impressed to me was Hannah in the mile, Sean on the 4x4, and the 3,000 meter guys. Again, not to diminish our efforts, but those stood out to me. What was particularly good to see how well the group competed," end quote, as well. Day two of this Invitational in Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, was at the top of the list, was highlighted by the junior Hadley Spector's performance in the 3,000 meters. He set the record in the 3,000 meter hurdles that was held most recently in 1994. Spector concluded the race in second place with a time of 8 minutes and 5 seconds. Junior, this guy who I'm familiar with on Strava, this guy, Cooper Schroeder, came in third place with a personal best time of 8 minutes and 11 seconds, while junior Kirby Devin Bush, was eighth with a time of 8 minutes and 25 seconds there as well. Spector, congratulations to him on setting that pace there as well, but not too far behind them there. 6 minutes off the pace was Cooper Schroeder. Yeah, I would say that because I did say I'm familiar with him. I'm sure I never met him, but I usually, when I put in mileage as I'm preparing for another ultra for the second straight year in a row, it's not confirmed yet, but I'm leaning towards doing the 50K. You heard it here first on the Purple Project Daily, Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. I'm on the fence of jumping in to do this 50K for the second straight year at the Kanza and training for the marathon, the return, unfinished business, hashtag unfinished business, OKC in April. I haven't signed yet, but again, that is on the dot. That is on deck. That is on deck for me to do that as well. Sorry to get off a little tangent, but I mentioned Shore's name. Usually when I've been training, I'm either around him on the leaderboard, or at least at that point anyways, or ahead of him in early on in the week, and then he does what he usually does. But yeah, that name is familiar to me as well. So he did this thing over the weekend, last weekend. Cooper Schroeder coming in behind him, the junior in third, while Hadley Spector there came in second. Did not win the event, but set the school record in the 3,000 meter there as well. Coach Rovetto said something about Shaisha Ray. Well, mentioned in part one, qualified for the preliminaries in the women's 60 meter dash. Looks like after advancing from the qualifying round to the to the early rounds, to the finals, junior. And this girl qualified for the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. We got the Winter Olympics going on right now as I record this podcast. She won a championship in the women's 60-meter dash with a time of 7.4 right there as well. And also the miles mentioned, Hannah Stewart conquered that with a time, with a personal best, 4 minutes and 47 seconds there as well. Going to the 800 meters for the women as well. The overall winner there, Cassidy Johnson, took the checkered flag there. NASCAR reference, was a time of 2 minutes and 5 seconds. Behind her, not too far, was the junior in third, Sydney Burton, was a 2:09 there. That also was her personal best. There are a lot of personals coming out of here. Victoria Cena Batista Alves, that's kind of my favorite name, athlete name to this point, finished runner-up in the K-State women's 60-meter hurdles. There in the finals there, Alves ran a time of 8.4. She came in, second to Oklahoma's Camry Austin there. The women's 4x4 relay squad conquered that in first place there as well. That included a team of junior Oshayla Johnson, Shaisha Ray, Macy Hines, senior, and you got on the back end, back-to-back seniors, Macy Hines Ferguson. That squad recorded a 3 minutes and 41 seconds there, winning that one. On the other side of the coin, the men's 4x4 meter relay, which, oh, by the way, it's my favorite because I was a part of that. Not K-State, close, but not K-State, but Barton in high school. 4x4 came in the run-up spot there with a time of 3:10. There, that this team included Tim Lambert Jr., sophomore Antonio Hansen Jr., Sean Wilson, and Kyle Gale, a sophomore as well. Of course, the 5,000 for the men who put up this number, 8 minutes and 24 seconds there. That was freshman Thomas Hazen. And then Stephen Kiff Hoffner came in third there with a time of 8 minutes and 25 seconds there as well. And this is another one that I'm familiar with. I never met her, but I've seen her on Strava. Callahan Stewart participated in the 5,000 meter there, a sophomore, came in third with a time of 10 minutes and 15 seconds there as well. Alex Gutierrez, the men's mile, hit a personal best, 4:14 there for him. He came in fifth place. His time came in fifth out of 18 competitors as well. There's just a lot of stuff down here, a lot of information down here as well. I can wrap all the way down to the pole vault. Jesse Pinkley cleared a 15.35, which landed him in seventh place there. Delaney Kemp was the only representative in the women's 800 meter run there. Delaney 2:16, which put her in eighth position there as well. On the other side of the cone, kind of the wrap things up, you can see the rest of it on kstatesports.com for more information on this event here. Sophomore Jack Vincent, the Wildcats here in this 800 meters, earned 4 top 10 finishes in this event here. Jack Vincent came in fourth with a time of 1:54, while Will Carroll was right behind him there as well, right there, right on his heels, actually, 1:54 there. Carroll Jr., Kyle Johnston came in sixth place there, and Ryan Derry came in eighth place there. All those times really right next to each other, right there on the track and field side of things. So, yeah, I came up with something there as well, but congratulations to all who won their respective events. And, of course, another congratulations to Hadley Specter for his record-setting day in the 3,000-meter run there in Lincoln, Nebraska as well. Mouthful here on the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast as well. Again, you're not a subscriber, you're new to the podcast. Appreciate you guys for downloading the show as well. We have seen our numbers continuing to be consistent and on the rise with these other K-State podcasts as well. Again, you've heard me say this before, you're gonna hear me say it again. I wanted to branch out, do a little something different. Yes, still cover the main things. A lot of football talk. You're gonna get that if you're living here in Manhattan. A lot of football, basketball talk. They dominate the headlines, but we have these other sports around here as well. Track and field, for example. I like track and field, so you're gonna get that with me. Tennis won last weekend as well. That again, basketball. You're gonna get that recap on the episode 85, along with checking the transfers on the football team, see how well they did, and talk about them a little bit as well in this edition, and possibly a few more, and maybe throw in a little bit of see what's going to happen in Super Bowl 56 as well with the Bengals and Rams out there in Los Angeles as well. So, but yes, folks, obviously my co-host, by the way, is Alex A. edition of the podcast, but yes, we have been on the rise and we're deep enough now. Well, we've been deep enough for a while. It could have started in the 50s, but we've definitely been on the hound, looking at guests for the podcast for sure. So definitely stay tuned. If you're a K-State fan, student, alumni, you want to stay tuned to the Pro Project Podcast for more on that as well. That's going to do it for on this track and field edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. Appreciate y'all listening. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.